Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Health and goal setting are our focus this morning as we go into the new year. Bobby Hebert is here to talk about it with us. Bobby, it's great to see you. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you. So good to see you.
We did a show towards the end of the year, and we got into it and started talking about these kinds of things, health and goal setting. This has been a real passion of yours for quite some time.
Yeah, right. You know, doing the acting, like the Ren Faire, going downtown, and all the stuff that I do, especially at the age I'm at, takes a lot of energy. And what you're seeing now, you know, the things I do is the result of a path that I had started 10 years ago. Really, it was about in 2012. And I'll tell you what I'm calling it right now. It's I believe that every human being can figure out how to get maximum vitality and happiness at any age. I didn't realize it when I started kind of my path back in 2012, but really what happened to me is, man, middle age hit, man. Actually, late middle age, because I'm 64. I'll be 64 in March. I'm 63 now. It was in 2012. You know, I'm 53. I've been working out pretty much my whole life, kind of person that would, make sure he hits the weights 3-4 times a week. I was running.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't keep up with work anymore. And I noticed for the first time, I'm a small dude. First time my weight had popped up, I'm 5'9", my weight popped up to about 183. And my wife buys all my clothes because I cannot be trusted. You know, it's like, oh my God, that doesn't match. You know, so I had to buy 35 pants, which, I was like, well, no, I'm like 33s or 32s because I was 32 in college. I go, what I'm doing is not working. I'm working out a lot. And I realized I'm not paying attention to a couple of other factors. And one of them was what I'm putting into my body. What am I actually consuming? And so I started doing some research. And this is, really where it came about is I read a book called The Primal Blueprint by Mark Sisson. And the essence of that book is for the last 10,000 years, and people will say, oh, that's the paleo diet. Yeah, you're right, that's the paleo diet. But you're going to see when we talk today that kind of the principles that I distill from this can be used for any diet. But, as we got into agriculture and as we became more and more civilized, our food became less and less nutritious, and our sleep became horrible, and our activity, all those are the three big things. We started eating foods that weren't foods. We started doing movement that weren't really human movement, sitting at a desk all day long. Mm-hmm. Now, I was a salesman, so I'm at a desk. I'm out seeing clients. And I wasn't resting because, in the middle of the night, I'm scrolling, I'm scrolling Facebook. I'm reading Instagram and all these things that we do. And so that book was kind of, I said, I want to see what happens if I change some major things. And by 3 years later, I'd seen such a dramatic, my weight dropped back pretty much to my college weight, but that wasn't the only thing. I was doing things that I didn't think was going to be possible for me. And I'm not a jock, but I will tell you, when I was in high school, I was a high school wrestler at 155. I could do 7 pull-ups, which was pretty good for, an 18-year-old. Now, after 3 years, I was doing 20 pull-ups.
What?
And that's 55. I've stopped setting to see how many pull-ups I can do now because I realize I do have old equipment. This is going to be 16.
Yeah.
I've done 27 pull-ups. I have no idea how strong I can get. I do know that I was operating far below my capacity. But, it's not just about strength or what you can bench press. So many other things were operating below capacity. How was I feeling happiness? How many hours of happiness was I having a day?
Yeah.
And so all these things I began to track, but it all started with, all right, let me pick. And this is what I want to talk to today is, what if somebody wanted to do what I call an experiment in vitality. How would you actually go about, and this is, I thought about this, I said, okay, I've been doing this for 10 years, and when you asked me to come talk, I said, okay, let me give somebody a starting point, and let me, again, here's the big disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a coach. I have nothing to sell. Seriously, I have nothing, maybe this pen, this is my favorite pen, so I won't sell it.
Okay.
But I have nothing to sell. So, and really, why should you take advice from me? Other than I'm a guy who was working out like a maniac in his 50s and now in his 60s. And now, you know, when I buy pants, I got to buy 31s, which I did not wear in college. I'm struggling to maintain at least 160 pounds, but it's stronger and faster. And I go, but that's, again, that's just physical metrics. You know, some of the stuff like my creative work, now that I'm retired, mm-hmm. I'm finding I'm putting in many more creative hours. All this is part of the benefits that I'm saying, wait a minute, I'm finding out what's the capacity of at least one human, a test of one, my, you know, what's, well, you know, I love comic books. Steve Rogers.
Yeah, you do.
Captain America. What was Captain America? He was a decent man. If you've seen the movie Captain America, the First Avenger, they pick him because his heart is good. You know, he's willing to jump on a grenade to save his other trainees during an exercise. And they said, that's the man we're picking. He's, and so they make more of who he is. You know, this is what I think of any kind of health and wellness program you're doing. You're making more of who you are, your Captain America program. This is my super soldier serum, you know, the things that I do. And I start with food and activity and rest. That's what we'll talk about today. And then you explore it for yourself, and that's the second thing. One is a scientist. The scientist thinking about, hey, you know, what is, you know, let me test this. Let's see what my body does with this. The second is actually more exciting, the explorer. The metaphor I use for myself is, for most of my life, you think about the United States, you know, the colonists living on the peripheries, Virginia and the border colonies.
Yeah.
We don't know what's out there. You know, not until, you know, Jefferson, you know, hires Lewis and Clark and says, go out there, find out what's there in the hinterlands. And they come back with stories of grizzly bears. They find out what's actually in the continent. I've been exploring the interior continent and realizing, yes, there is a Yellowstone. Yes, there are amazing physical and mental things within my capacity. And so that's what I was talking about. Yeah, I just, and again, because I love stories and comic books, it's the story that works for me. You know, as I know so many people are thinking, you know, and what I thought today was a chance to tell people, for God's sakes, do not look in the mirror this morning and hate yourself. Don't think you got to change in 30 days, but change, especially over the course of the next year, because I've seen it. Yeah. I can actually say, wow, this sort of thing actually does work if you're willing to, you know, give yourself observation and experimentation.
We are talking maximum vitality this morning, food, activity, and rest, health setting goals with Bobby Hebert. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Bobby Hebert, and this morning we're talking about health and goal setting. I like the way you've sort of framed this up, Bobby, you know, just talking about maximum vitality, because that's what we're talking about here, and that's ultimately the goal. And I guess how you approach this and how much you do of this is up to you.
Right, because, yeah, and that means you get to be the judge, because, you know, I was a young guy lifting weights, and you at some point get into the whole thing of mirror muscles. You want to see what my pecs look like, and how cut am I, you know, and so you begin to, you know, that becomes the whole goal, or can I break a record? You know, I had a good friend talk me out of, I realized, because I'm fairly small, fairly strong, if I drop 10 pounds, I could set a bench press record. And this friend stopped me cold. He goes, yeah, I did that sort of thing when I was 62, and it ruined my shoulder. My friend Jim said, don't do it. And I go, oh, you're right. Why am I chasing that?
Yeah.
You know, I can lie about that. By the way, did you know, Ted, that I set the Virginia bench press record? You don't care.
What? Okay, that's fine.
Google
for you.
Will call me a liar. It's like, man, why am I chasing that?
Yeah.
So, no, why? But that comes to the first of the 10 things that I would share with people. Number one, if you do crave change, because some people don't, and don't feel like you need to crave change. I had a friend that I know was suffering from diabetes, and I tried to talk to him and said, you know, if we change a couple metrics in the way you're eating, they said, you know what? I enjoy my donuts, and I don't care if I'm living less time. I go, that scares me, but I salute your courage and your direct honesty. You know, you're not going blindly into this. So, but if you do crave change, here's what I would tell people. Here's what worked for me, may work for you. Have a reason. It might be, I want to look fantastic in at the beach this year. That's an okay reason.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not to judge that. Heck, I don't, you know, I'd like to look good in a bathing suit. You know, but your why. You know, the philosophy Nietzsche has said, if you have a big enough why, anyhow is possible. Me, for example, you know, I have a long-term goal. You know, I'm doing these writing and everything, but both of my kids have given me an incredible gift in the last 2 years. I have 3 granddaughters now under 2 years old. There's a future version of Bob 10 years from now. He's 64. That nut is playing just like he played with the neighbor's kids last Halloween when they came over and knocked on my door. Yes, and that happens at my house. And, yeah, I'm playing lightsabers out there under the full moon. I'm doing that with my granddaughters. And they, when they are my age, will have stories of this force of nature.
Yeah.
That's mine. That is mine. So that's the first thing.
Have a reason.
I get this from people my generation, but this works for everybody. But if you ever say to yourself, if only I knew now, if I knew back then what I know now, mm-hmm. what if you had the energy of you in your prime, whatever that was? I'll ask you, Ted, what would you do with an upgraded energy level? What's something marvelous that you would spend your health wealth on?
Probably just traveling around a little bit more, you know, even exploring more of what we have around here.
That's a great one. Yeah, that's a great use of energy.
Because I'll come home sometimes and just be, you're just exhausted. And it's just like, I can't do another thing.
This is also, too, where I saw the benefits of this. I did not want, you know, because I'm, you know, in sales, what I did for a living, you know, I'm always up when I'm with my fellow salesmen, and I'm always bringing energy to work. I did not want to come home and just tell my wife, oh, that's it, you know. The best part of me, that they got the, no.
Right.
No,
yeah.
No, no. And so, you know, I want to be there for my family. That's a fantastic, you know, so start to think of it. Now you have that.
Yeah.
Then the next step is, okay, pick a goal, and you're not going to have to keep this goal. You know, when I said at 53, I said, you know what? I don't like the fact that I'm getting wider in the middle, you know, and I don't like the fact that certain foods and things are motivating me to do things. So I want to slim down to my best, you know, I want to be like a middleweight boxer. I said, I want that physique again. So that was mine. What's yours? Is it lose 50 pounds? Is it lose 10 pounds? Is it run a marathon? You know, pick that goal that you're going to spend your health wealth on, that reason. And then, you know, and again, don't make this, I hate this whole thing of turning into calorie counting or weight loss because, you know, yeah, we're suffering as a nation as we're pushing the boundaries of obesity and everything. But if that's the only thing is to scream at people about their weight, vitality, man. Yeah, my neighbor doesn't work out like I do, but man, Charlie, the 80-plus-year-old farmer, this guy could tear your arm off and hit you with it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I go over and work, you know, see him working in his garden. Yeah, I see where he spends his health wealth at, and it's amazing. There's places to spend it, and there's a never-ending opening continent of what you do when you find that. But then, once you set your goal, here comes the hard part. And you're going to hate this. Almost everybody hates this. My wife hated this.
Okay, I'm ready to hate it.
Honest observation.
Ooh.
Oh, what are you putting into your pie hole? Yes, that's my new bumper sticker. What are you putting in your pie hole? And that, you know,
yeah,
as rude as that sounds, what I found, and again, back in when I was 53, I didn't just suddenly stumble. I've been always experimenting because, you know, I'm taking protein powders and now I'm on the Zone diet. My wife says, oh, now you're going to eat every 2 hours. I said, yes, I've got, you know, but there were certain addictions out there that had their claws in me and observation.
Am sugar, I willing cookies.
Be, yeah. Am I willing to be the scientist? And the scientist will say, let me see what's actually happening. I'm holding up, you know, this journal I hold up is every day I decide what I'm going to eat. I write down what I actually ate. And the initial part of what I did is I said, I'm not going to judge. I'm just going to actually write down what and when I stuck stuff in my mouth.
So what'd you learn?
Oh, my God. It was horrifying. I was eating cookies. I was like, yeah, and I was, you know, even if, you know, 10 years ago, I was pretty much, no, sugar is evil.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I began to see the outline of the monster that I was tracing. Yes, now we're going into another comic book. Superman, your kryptonite. What is your kryptonite? I began to see...
Sugar. For me, I easily.
There's, yeah, and pizza was mine, mm-hmm. and... The excuses is always be there. Well, I'm eating healthily most of the time. Let me tell you, I've heard people say,
it's a veggie pizza.
Moderation. Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
You know why moderation does not work? I've got a secret for you.
Okay.
Billionaires are paying millionaires to ruin your life. This has to do with the food industry. Have you ever heard of the term bliss point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is it evil? Food manufacturers figure out how to get the maximum amount of pleasure into a Dorito. So it's basically toasted cocaine. You put it in your mouth. It's lighting up centers. That they just didn't do that in a shut-out back, man. They're not, you know, Uncle Fester experimenting in the Addams Family. They are scientists, and they know what is addictive. And this addictive food is out there. Mine was apple pie. And I'll tell you another one, too, is... this was one of the hardest ones, and if there's no judgment on anybody today that is doing what I did, but at the end of the day, I was drinking a couple of beers, stress beers, and I never wanted to look like I was loopy or anything around the kids, but man, after a hard day, I felt like it. And so what I did, yeah, I wrote it down, but also I kept a trash bag full of all my empties, and at the end of the month, I looked into that trash bag. Two beers a day adds up to about... 2.5, yeah, that was 60 beer. That's 2.5 cases of beer. And I looked at it, I picked it up. I go, do I want my kids knowing that I got to consume this, that I got to, yeah. And another way to do this, I was also taking pictures with my camera phone. I ate this. Because sometimes you want to do, and here's what's hard. My wife has told me, she goes, that really works. Oh, my God. You're so ashamed as you do it. I go, just live with it. Don't judge yourself. What you're saying is give me a baseline mm-hmm. and understand what your kryptonite is. Sugar, by the way, and what do you think of this? Sugar sneaks in where alcohol can't go. You ever go to like a, you know, church bazaar where they have a luncheon or anything?
Yeah.
You ever see Jell-O shots there? No. No. It's like your home brewer doesn't come to your church. I mean, people are not... I've actually heard ministers say, you know, sometimes I'm tempted by chocolate cake. And because we're all in the audience going, yeah, I want chocolate cake. He would never go, oh, my God, I need a beer. I need one more beer.
Yeah.
So at least we have, you know... And again, if you're drinking, if that's bringing you enjoyment, if you at the beginning saying, no, this is part of what I choose, but if it's not part of what you're choosing, guess what? The polarity is reversed. It's chosen you.
Yeah.
And it's holding you. Yeah, you're paying a price. And it's not like I figured out. This is back when beer was cheap. I was saying, you know, every beer, pretty, and I drank cheap beer, you know. Every National Bohemian, everything is like a dollar a beer. Now it's like $2 a beer. So, but it was costing me time, you know, the time to drink the beer. And then the next day, the time, I figured every beer was 2 hours. But that's just me. If you make the deal, understand this, mm-hmm. you're making the deal. But sugar sneaks in so many places because it's acceptable. If it's acceptable, you fine.
Yeah.
You know, but be aware of it. So that's the first thing. Once you write it down, and then the next thing is going to be pick your path. And that's, you know, pick a discipline. I personally, you know, the paleo, what you call primal, and it's mine can't be any simpler. I eat, and it's got to look like food. I eat meat. I eat vegetables. I don't eat rice, basically. Well, sometimes a little bit because I burn through so many things. I don't eat potatoes. I don't eat wheat. I don't eat sugar. And I don't eat alcohol. But meat, vegetables, fruit, and nuts. That is, and then I find different ways to make that tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I eat. But let's say you've chosen a vegan path. Good. Research, spend a little bit of your brain power, research it, or you're going to a Mediterranean, pick a path.
Yeah.
Be willing to change that path. But if it's coming out of a can,
it's gotta look
like
food.
Out of a box, or if it's coming out of a drive-through window, they may not have your best body in mind. That's the thing to say. And so,
yeah.
You know, and this is, once you pick a path, then you're going to go, okay, I'll go down this path. I'll follow it, you know, for a while. And this is so you've observed what you're actually eating. Then you're going to pick a path going, I bet you this can be healthier. And then you've decided your path.
Wow. And you log all, you still log all of this?
What I do at the beginning is, because now I will say this, I'm at the level where I'm like, I'm still seeing changes because I actually, and you know, not to get too complicated with people, I eat a narrow window of time. I've actually flipped the model. I want to see how little I can eat and not lose weight because I like being, like, I'll get up to 163, 165. I like being a good, strong middleweight. Renfair season, I can't eat enough. It'll drop to 155 because I'm moving, I'm dancing.
Right.
But I'm solid in both ways. I have a range, but I like to say, you know what? Mostly I want to choose because I'm still perfecting my Steve Rogers Super Soldier formula. Some things work better for me. And I go, I love the fact that, and, you know, this goes with my spirituality. Every time I'm eating, I'm thanking God, man, you're making me so vital. I want to eat stuff that's real. It doesn't mean I'm a jerk if you make me a cake for my birthday. I will eat a cake, and then I will bounce off. You'll have a 63-year-old, 10-year-old on your hand. That's on you. But I'm not going to be a jerk. I'll eat your cake. But mostly, I want to know, because I've picked my path, and my path has given me so much. Yeah, so I do it. You know, and then I like to eat it because I want my body mostly running. I like to, they call metabolic flexibility. I'm running off the fat that I've got stored. But, you know, I'm not stressing out over, I want to, you know, want to be smaller or I want to be bigger. This is a good operating thing. So I want to pick my foods most days because even a man who is pure at heart can become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms. Just like the Wolfman movie, yeah, you're going to become a monster if you start eating. If you start eating, and I quoted the Wolfman. Yes, I did.
I was going to say, we have quoted. We are all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know how far we can go here this morning.
Oh, well, hey, I live in old movies and sometimes, you know, but Rock, you know, if I want to be Steve Rogers, if I want to be Batman and master the 182 martial arts, diet is where I start, man. And it can taste great. That's actually, plus, we'll talk about it when we get, when we do after the break, but actually cooking, just figuring out what tastes great, because this is how I talk my wife into this kind of diet.
Yeah.
She don't cook anything. I do it.
You're the, wow. We'll talk about that when we come back. Bobby Hebert here this morning. Great stuff. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
We are talking health and goal setting this morning. Bobby Hebert here. We're talking maximum vitality. Boy, that last segment, I don't know that we'll ever have a better segment in the course of the year, Bobby. That was so good. That just setting that up and talking about just foods and just really choices that we make. All of this is about choices.
Yeah. And it's about educating yourself. We are, you know, there's a lot of, actually I've been fooling around with, here's today's new topic, AI, artificial intelligence. I've been fooling around with an artificial intelligence experimental program somebody sent me. And it's fascinating. The program is learning. this is actually, they've replicated what we do. We're learning all the time. Learning is our superpower. So if you've decided there's something you want, you have picked, say, hey, here's the reason I'm doing it. Here's the reason I want to be vital. And now you've said, hey, here's a goal. I'd like to be pretty much here in X amount of time, sort of. And now you're going to pick a path. Let's say it's Mediterranean. I'm going to pick something that's not mine because I'm Mr. Paleo. No, you've picked Mediterranean diet. Great. Learn about it. there's this amazing thing called Google and YouTube. This is where I'm learning most of my stuff. You know, you go on there, spend time. Don't decide that you need to spend thousands of dollars. Just like if you're going to pick an activity, you're not going to have to spend thousands of dollars. Pick it. Spend, I don't know, a couple of hours. Decide. And then here comes the work. You know, what did the Buddha say about enlightenment is, you know, you get enlightened and you chop wood, carry wood. Yes.
Yeah.
Now you're enlightened. Now you see, wait a minute, this might be my path. Plan your meals, man. That means doing the mundane stuff. And here's the thing is most people, when they look at where they're overeating, but they are also starving. Where are they starving? Their time. You're going to have to. This is the gift I want to give everybody right now, man. God, you're so worth it. You're so worth to decide. Maybe just for this week, you're going to actually plan what you're putting in your pile. What are you actually going to eat?
Yeah.
You deserve that time. And you might, I don't know, maybe it means, thank God we're not raking leaves anymore, but you're not going to do one more. Because I realize most people are really busy with their one or multiple jobs or with their kids. Take on it. You deserve the time to pick, a health plan for you, and then lay out the time for the buying of the food and then open up your own Dexter's Lab, one of my favorite cartoons. Yes, Dexter's Lab. I'm still watching it. And start experimenting, cooking a few base. I master like five or six recipes that I eat over and over again. Real food. Go in your grocery store, and experts will say this, of all different diet modalities, will say the real food is generally around the periphery of the store, your eggs, your meat, your vegetables, your fruit.
That's true.
The stuff that can last a nuclear blast, and we're sitting in our underground bunkers 30 years, the rice-a-roni, it's not going away. The Spam, it's emergency food. Emergency. And this is the next topic. What's your emergency meal? Because what I saw, and this is when I did my own truth test. Took my truth test, my litmus test. I look at what I was eating. I was coming up with excuses to drive through the fast food lane because I was busy. Why?
Right.
Because, all right, I hadn't prepped my meals. And if I had prepped my meals, they weren't with me. Yeah. Good God, it's so inexpensive to just. I actually, for the last couple of years at work, because I always took my meals with me, I grilled my meat, I had my vegetables ready, and I dedicated myself, especially when my metabolism got red hot and I had to eat a certain amount every day or I'd lose weight. I had the box with me. It was a refrigerated lunch box that I spent like $3 at a yard sale for. Yeah, of course, I'm married to Beth. Everything is from the yard sale. So it's $3. But my food was always with me.
Yeah.
Because willpower does not work. Willpower, again, billionaires, the big food companies paying millionaires, the super smart researchers and the taste people and the, Lay's potato chips, nobody can eat just one.
Right.
It is not an empty motto. It's a threat. It's telling you, foolish human, I have you now.
Yeah.
That you are in the Death Star's beam once you put that in your mouth. So plan your meals and always have, I've found, take it with you. If you're going to take a day off, fine, but don't just take days off because you're too busy. You actually can plan your meals and keep them in a plastic container and keep some basic refrigeration. All this stuff is super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, it'll be boring for a while, but you got to eat your plan. And willpower, not going to work. My wife, when she's doing a project, one of the things she told me is like, we like, and again, I like to cook my own meat and stuff, but bison, you can get bison bars. They're really good. Epic makes a good bison bar. She'll keep one in the car. She goes, I keep the emergency food in the car. And when I'm thinking I'm going to pull over to whatever, you know, restaurant, and if, you know, I just eat it. And then it makes a difference. That's the super soldier serum takes effect almost immediately. You're eating satisfying real food.
Yeah.
Amazingly, the most of the willpower will come back up. Instead of saying, I'm going to push myself, or worse than that, you eat it and then you hate yourself.
Right.
Stop it. Stop yeah. eating yourself. It'll reboot.
I've never seen a bison bar. It sounds fascinating to me.
Now, Wegmans carries them. You know, they're about like $2 a piece.
Okay.
Not bad, you know, but $2 doesn't get you much anymore. I make my own. Like, here's an example of what I eat. Again, if you're on a different diet, yeah. cool. I like London broil. London broil, that big yeah. slab of meat, mm-hmm. and it's really lean. And Weiss sells it when you buy it on sale, which, of course, I have to because I'm married to Beth. You're going to listen to this radio show because all you do is rag on
yes.
the show. You're the reason I could retire. You watch our money. But, you know, I get the bison. It's on sale. So it's like buy one, get one. So it's end up $3.99 a pound. And then I go ahead and I poke a bunch of holes in it and I salt it up and I put all my spices. I broil it. You know, that ends up being an incredible, you know, it's hard. I'll eat a pound of meat maybe in a day. If that's a lot, you know, but that's a lot of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
That's $4. You know,
wow. Okay.
You can slice that London broil up into strips, and it's about $1 a strip for a big chunk. You know, mm-hmm. dense that and an apple. Yeah, and guess what? You're not. If you eat a Dorito, your goal is to get another Dorito. It's
right.
You know, it's already programmed. The nanobots in your stream, yeah, you've been programmed to eat the next Dorito. Nobody eats 10 apples. You're not going to eat more than a couple pieces of meat.
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
Stay ahead of the hunger.
Yeah. No, and you're right, though, but by planning, you don't run into those situations. And by not having it in the house of where you've got those bag of chips.
I'm so glad. Oh, again, when Beth knew I was doing the show, she said, please tell them that. You know, because this is where two things came into conflict. Nobody is better with a dollar than my wife, but she actually says, now she knows what her kryptonite is, if we want chips, we will buy one bag of chips. And this is, you know, absolutely, she's absolutely allergic to that kind of spending. If we want a chocolate bar, and I have spent $2 on a chocolate bar. Oh, my God, yes.
Wow.
What?
Yeah,
because you can get them cheaper if
yeah.
you buy them in bulk.
Right.
You know, like my personal thing is like I got to avoid bread and apple pie and peanut butter. Don't keep it in the house because I've been caught. Even me, even Paleo Bob has been caught. And then I'm like, Beth will come out there. It's like she should be sleeping. And there I'm like shoving a peanut butter sandwich in my mouth and she'll like turn on the light and like
yeah.
a big stupid raccoon on big clock there in the trash can. It's like, we got this in the house. Don't look at me.
Right.
I'm so ashamed. Because yeah, don't keep it in the house. And if you're going to eat it for special occasions, say. And guess what? Every once in a while, before they closed Snack Shack out in Spotsylvania,
yeah.
that was our special treat. I go, we're going to go get a sundae. It's like I'm telling her if we're going on a cruise. It's like we're going to eat a sundae at Snack Shack.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm violating my sugar, but don't keep that in the house because its powers are strong.
Yeah.
So don't keep them in the house if there's a special occasion. And if you run it through that filter of you're going to plan it and you're going to be mm-hmm. honest if you ate it, and then begin to see what happens.
And that's when I've done diets or done different things, when you start seeing what happens,
yeah.
that motivates you to keep going.
I do want to hold this out to people, too, because not that I'm a math guy, but math is actually pretty amazing. You're solving, if you're in algebra, and I'm terrible in algebra 1, but
yeah.
you're always solving for X in this life. If I save... Oh, $100, you know, the people that are planning your IRA. Compound interest, my man. Over the course of time, your 1.5% interest adds up. Same with your meals. You do not know, most people, when they're starting a health plan, let's call it that, and it's like, okay, this is a diet, but between now and an upgraded version, upgraded Steve Rogers version of yourself, is a certain number of meals.
Mm-hmm.
You're solving for X. It's math. It will march forward. Let's say it's 100 meals. If you're, you know, let's say you eat 3 meals a day, that's 3 months. And between now and 3 months, if it's 100 meals, a version of you that most likely will be stronger, faster, happier will emerge. And from that version, you'll begin to plan. Because I'm still doing this. I got to the point and go, yeah, I'm doing some cool things. But how far can I push it? Now, to me, it's all about the cognitive stuff.
Right.
But my new version, the new version of you has different wants and desires, especially the older. If you're older, if all you're trying to do is hang on to a little bit of, I say, oh, let me just not let my gifts corrode. I'm telling you, they don't have to. But the rebooting process, give yourself 100 meals. Maybe it's 50 meals. I don't know what X is for you. But if you start thinking of it that way, and so let's say you cheat. You blew up. No. Okay, you look at your journal. 8, 10 healthy meals, 1 unhealthy one. Okay, so now I'm back on, and I even actually judge day by day. Mostly I'm at 80 or 90% of really good. And those times is when I notice, my God, I'm hitting on all cylinders. I feel superhuman. Like
yeah.
Yesterday, this weekend, I've been eating great. I feel so good today. And it's not like every once in a while this version of me shows up. Consistently, he gets to show up. I got no idea what he'll do next. Now it makes you frightened. But no, I have no
yeah.
as far as what he'll, you know, what you can do. But that's solving for you, solving what. And I love that because it takes all the guilt out of it. Man, you're just doing some observation. You're doing some observation again, and then exploration. Go ahead, be Lewis and Clark, man. Go ahead and find out what this new version of you can do, because that when anytime somebody's successful at when I meet people that have something where I don't care if they're vegans or they're following yoga, I want to know. I'll meet people, I go, there's a vitality that's in you mm-hmm. that belies your age or anything else about you. Can I ask you? And I'll do that. I'll ask questions because it comes across clear, because I'm always looking for new teachers. But man, if you do to solve, that's what I'm asking people to at least think about. Solve that, and you'll begin to see maybe this is going to work for me, and you can do it without judging yourself so horribly.
The prep end of it, I would guess that you've been doing this long enough that it's just second nature.
Yeah, it is second nature. As you start it, it is a chore you will hate. You know, like, yeah. Let me go rake these leaves instead.
Right.
Don't we have a dentist visit? God sakes, I need a root canal. I don't want to prep this.
Right.
Because it is like, okay, it's boring. And, you know, I am absolutely allergic to being bored. I just like, even now when I'm prepping my food, I've always like got Audible on. I'm always like reading, but find something to do. But man, I am committed. You know, and you can find your justifications for not doing it. I've had people of both of faith and people who are atheists who've, you know, and I've shared this with you before, that everybody is an evangelist for their own cause.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they're eating a certain way, you should. Yeah, of course, I am here. Here I am saying, yeah.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, just go into an open mind. I had a brother of faith tell me one time, he goes, you realize that you're doing all this stuff, but God's going to call you home whenever he wants to call you home. He's going to call me home. I said, yeah, but he's going to see what I've been doing with my temple, man. Have you checked out my temple? He said, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've had an atheist friend saying, you know, really? You just get hit by a truck tomorrow. I said, and the truck will be ruined. Fine. You're not taking this from me. You're not
yeah.
taking. And this, you know, Ponce de Leon looking for the fountain of youth down in Florida. Well, maybe, you know, maybe the garden is our fountain. You know, figuring out what it is that's going to reboot you and figuring out your personal equation for these 100 meals. You know, that's, and then just record your progress. I do tell people that it would help to take a picture before and after if you're not sharing it with anybody. There's, you know, if you go to, like, I actually, if you're anybody who's interested in tracking my wacky experiments in vitality, I do a Facebook called Second Spring. There's a picture of me when I was felt like I was slowing down at 53 and a picture of me at 63. And the 63-year-old guy looks a lot more capable. I'm, you know, faster, stronger. I like that version. But that's for me. But I'm always like, okay, let me experiment with this and see what actually is working for me, because it's my physiology. And this is what I urge, you know, people to do. You know, take a picture of yourself, and then, and sometimes it's not going to be, you know, just the weight loss. I realized too, because I've also, you know, maybe some future show we'll do one on meditation, because I've been mastering meditation, you know, not mastering, I've been experimenting with, I'm not mastered anything, but yeah, I look at pictures of me now and go, oh my God, so much more relaxed. That's a, maybe he's not younger because he's got less hair, but the 45-year-old version of me, yeah, the 45-year-old version of me had teenagers too. That's a hard thing to cure, but but I look at this version of me and I go, yeah, in some respects, he's a younger man. You know, so take a before and after photo, not necessarily to post it to your Instagram or Facebook, but to say, hey, I am on a journey to finding this upgraded, vital version of me, because I can't guarantee anybody, I don't know, you know, will this extend my life? I don't know. But it's extending the usable parts of every day, that it's not like, okay, I'm out of gas at 10 o'clock. No. I'm retaining the gas. You know, so that's what I'm telling people to do, is go ahead and record maybe a picture of themselves as you see your journey and see that, because it's
good idea.
Yeah, from what I read of anthropology, we've been making tools for about a million years. Stone sharpener. We're the apex tool creator. This is why I always, by the way, anybody is out there that thinks I don't listen to things that I, you know, it's like I'm just all paleo. No, I actually found a site the other day. I said, tell me the opposite argument. I love opposite arguments. And one site was, I was watching a famous doctor talking about the vegan diet. He goes, if human beings were meant to eat rabbits, we would be fast enough to catch them. I'm thinking, no, that sounds pretty much like the argument that we shouldn't fly because of the Wright brothers. You know, no, we actually are the apex. There's nothing that we can't destroy. Yeah. We're the apex predator of 1 million years of tool making. But, you know, we actually can, you know, mold who we are. And maybe it is a vegan diet. I don't know. But I'm always willing to look at arguments against and, you know, as part of this learning process. But figure out for yourself what's working for your body. Track this. If you do these steps, you'll begin to see, wait a minute, I am seeing change. And, you know, it's like part of what I do every morning when I get up, man. I go to the mirror. I look in the mirror. You got this, brother. I give myself a high five because, yeah, guess what? He's got less hair than last year. Don't lie. I still do like that guy. And this is what I'm hoping part of my message comes through is,
I like that.
Not one day you're going to be fit enough and healthy enough that you're worthy. You started that. But let's just find out for the fun of it what's out there to explore.
Yeah. Bobby Hebert here. Quick break. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Hey, Barry.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shubin.
Bobby Hebert here this morning as we talk about healthy beginnings, really, to this year, healthy goal setting. Is there a certain time of day and you don't eat after a certain time at night?
Well, the way I've set mine up, I actually, if somebody wants to look up intermittent fasting means, you know, for about 16 hours a day you're not eating. I keep my eating in about an eight-hour window. Sometimes I have to change that. Like when we talked before at Renfair, I've done 30,000 step days. I got to be eating all the time or I'll disappear. But basically, I don't want my system always digesting food. So on a typical day, I'll eat my first meal around 11, try to eat my last one about 5 or 6. So about 8 hours, you know, if I need a little bit more food. But yeah, I don't want to always be feeding myself. And I don't snack, always snacking. I try to get enough food in there, real food. So, you know, having a window works for me. But again, if you're suffering from blood sugar problems, everything, don't radically change how you're eating now until you figure out how you're eating. Actually look. So that, you know, to go through it again, you know, have a reason, man. Say, me and my partner are going to go on a fantastic vacation. In fact, I'm planning what some of the fantastic fun things I'm going to do with my wife this year, and I want to be energetic and totally in the moment. But if you're planning, you know, get yourself a reason of why you want to do this. Set a goal. It'll look kind of like this. I'll be, you know, I'll be a bit slimmer, whatever that goal is, observe what you're doing, pick a path. Hey, these, go ahead, do your shopping, make your meals, prep your meals, eat your meals. It doesn't do you any good if you make your meals and then somebody talks you into it, and by talks you into it, say, everybody else is eating here. No, I'm eating my meal unless it's really a special thing. You know,
yeah.
Activity of, oh, we didn't talk about activity. That's, pick something you love to do. I love to hit a heavy bag. Doesn't have to cost, every morning I spend 15, usually about a minute on a heavy bag wears somebody out. I can go 15 minutes. I can't get tired at this point in my life. So I'm lifting weights a couple times a week, hitting a heavy bag. But I will say this for your movement, your exercise, pick something that's joyful. You know, if you like being part of CrossFit, I'm Batman. I'm training in the Batcave all by myself. I like personal training by myself. But some people love running with friends, walking. Pick something that's joyous and amplify the joyful part of it. That's what I do when I hit a heavy bag. I recently watched Maverick, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm playing Highway Through the Danger Zone, and I'm pounding the bag.
Uh-huh.
It's like, then I finish off with Eye of the Tiger, and Beth knows. She goes, oh, Rocky Balboa, you're done. Oh, I'm hitting that bag. It's joyful. The joyful movement we're doing. I spent $10 on my workout equipment. It's an old heavy bag I picked up at a yard sale, gloves. I got some weights that I picked up at one point at a yard sale, too. Pick a joyful activity and start going. Strength work is great, but we can do a separate thing on activity. But if you solve first the nutrition you put in your body and just slowly pick up the activity. Walking is great. I like strength work, brief strength work.
Mm-hmm.
Pick an activity that is joyful for you, because if you're also eating stuff that you're not happy with, preparing food you're not happy with, and now you're screaming at yourself, you got to go hit the gym. Something needs to be joyful. The last thing I want to say is a bonus. I do a gratitude journal every day. And within 5 minutes of getting up, I'm writing 7 things that I'm thankful for. It's amazing. I find so many things. I was thankful to come to see you, man.
Yeah.
I get to see Ted today. Yeah, right. And I'm thankful every day for my wife. I write 7 things.
We are out of time, unfortunately. Second Spring is your Facebook page,
yeah,
where you talk about all of this.
Right.
Let's do this again real soon and kind of keep
so
track during the course of the
this
year.
Was a blast.
Bobby Hebert with us from Fredericksburg. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.